Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
大家早上好，很高兴跟你们在一起。今天早上。
My wife is not feeling well, or she would be here as well.
通常我太太会跟我一起来，但她今天早上身体有点不舒服。
We've been married 36 years, and we have two children.
我们结婚了36年，我们有两个孩子。
We are empty nesters, and we love it.
我们现在空巢了，我们喜欢这样。
So today we're going to look at a passage in Proverbs.
今天早上我们来一起看箴言里头的一段经文。
And we're going to observe the ant and how the ant works.
我们来一起观察蚂蚁啊，看蚂蚁是怎么工作的。
Ant theology.
所以说是蚂蚁神学。
He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm.
箴言十三章二十节说，与智慧人同行的必得智慧，和愚昧人作伴的必受亏损。
Proverbs is a book of wisdom.
箴言是一卷智慧的书。
Where King Solomon is writing to his son on the wisdom he should follow.
在这卷书里头，所罗门王给他的儿子写他必须学习的智慧。
There are two paths, one that leads to foolishness and one that leads to wisdom.
有两条路，一条路是把你带向愚昧，另外一条路是把你带向智慧。
And he also talks about the path of foolishness. There are sad consequences.
他同时也讲到了那个愚昧的那条路会带来亏损，很不好的结果。
The path of wisdom also has consequences.
智慧的那条路也会带来后果。
But these are good ones.
但是这些后果都是好的。
God's blessing for us.
这些都是神给我们的祝福。
In work, we have three main views.
对于工作或者对于做工，我们通常有三种观点。一种是把工作当作神。
The second is work is bad.
第二种是工作不好。
And the third is that work is a gift.
第三种观点是做工，工作是一个恩赐。
I grew up on a farm in Missouri.
我在密苏里州的一个农场里长大。
And with agriculture comes hard work.
在农业，通常是要做，要干活非常辛苦。
I'm very thankful for my father, but I often received performance-based acceptance.
我非常感谢我的父亲，但是，我的那个被接受常常是跟我的那个工作的效果是连在一起的。
There's always more work to do.
因为总是有更多的工作需要去做。
Even as a young boy, I would feed the chickens and the horses. That was my responsibility.
我很小的时候就喂鸡喂，喂牛，这是我的工作。
To clean the manure out of the horse stalls.
要把那个牛粪要把它清理出来。
My father said that builds character.
我的父亲说这个能够，建造你的品格。
But if we're not careful with seeing work as a god.
但是如果我们不小心的话，我们就把工作当成神。
We can have external motivation on why we do things.
然后这个呢，就是外在的因素来，来鼓励你去做这些事情。
So I've been at Grace Bible Church for this summer will be 25 years.
我在 GBC 已经到这个夏天已经是第25年。
I remember when Andy and Sophia Chan had a Bible study in their home.
我还记得 Andy 和 Sophia 他们在他们家里查经班的时候的情景。
The group grew too big, and so we had the Chinese group meet in the gym at Anderson.
然后这个查经班变大了，然后我们就在Anderson 的这个gym 里头中文教会在那儿聚会。
And there's been mergers, and I'm very thankful to see you today, and thankful for your congregation.
也经历了几次合并啊，我非常的感恩今天我们有这样的一个教会在这里。
If you could permit me to make an observation of your Chinese culture.
请大家允许我来讲一下我对中国文化的观察。
Is it true that you are taught to work very hard?
是不是你们从小就被教导要努力努力的工作，是不是？
To be diligent.
要非常勤奋。
Right.
是不是？
And that's not a bad thing.
这不是一件坏的事情。
But we also need to learn how to rest.
但是我们也需要学习怎么样来安息，怎么样来休息。
To find balance in our lives.
要找到这个平衡，我们生活中间的平衡。
If there's no balance, then work can become our God.
如果只是工作没有平衡的话，那工作就变成了我们的神。
And maybe not as much as your, in your culture, but in the American culture with our children, I know my children, sometimes work is viewed as bad. No work.
我不知道你们的文化，但是在我们的文化，特别是我儿子那一代人中间，他们有一种观点，觉得这个工作不好，最好是不工作。
Do your children just naturally want to help and do work?
你们的孩子是不是自然而然的就想去帮你做事情，是不是这样的？
We have to teach them, right?
我们必须要教他们这样去做。
That work is not bad, work is actually a gift.
工作不是一个坏的事情，工作实际上是一个恩赐。
Let me show you why I believe work is a gift.
我来告诉大家我为什么相信工作是一个恩赐，从神来的恩赐。
In the creation account we read on the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done and he rested on the seventh day.
创世纪第二章在讲神的创造的时候，第二节说到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。他告诉我们要来守这个安息日。
We need to be diligent with our work.
我们需要勤奋的工作。
But we also need to allow ourselves the rhythm of rest.
但是我们也要让我们自己有一个安息的这样的一个这个规律。
More about that in a little bit.
等会还会讲到这一点。
Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it.
第二章十五节说，耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
So we see that work was given to man before the fall of sin.
我们在这里看到了神让人去工作修理看守，是在人堕落之前神就给了人工作的要求。
In chapter 3, Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They ate of the fruit. They sinned.
但是在第三章里头，亚当和夏娃堕落了，他们没有顺服神的命令去吃了那个不应该吃的果子。
But before that, God gave Adam a responsibility.
但是在这个之前，在人堕落之前，神给了亚当一个责任。
He was to take care of the garden. He was to work.
他要修理看守，要来在伊甸园里头工作。
And later to name all of the animals in creation.
然后后来也让他给神创造的每一个动物给他们起名字。
So this is a great quote from if you're looking for a good book from Tim Keller called Every Good Endeavor.
这是一个Tim Keller 的一本书里头，叫《每一个好的努力的》这卷书里头的一句话，非常好的一本书。
In the beginning, I'll just read that. Then God worked. Work was not a necessary evil that human beings were created to do, but that was beneath. Human beings were created to do, but that was beneath the great God Himself. No, God worked for the sheer joy of it.Work could not have had a more exalted inauguration.
他说，在最起初，神就工作了。这个工作并不是没有办法，后来没有办法才做的，也不是神创造人让人去做，而跟他自己没有任何关系，不是这样的。神他自己 工作是完全是为了、来享受这个工作，所以这个工作从一开始 就是一个非常崇高的事情。
So as we read earlier, we are to go to the ant. I don't have to repeat that again. You want to just read the Chinese?
Okay, 好。我们一开始读经的时候读到了箴言第六章第六到十一节，说：懒惰人呢，你去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可得智慧。蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王，尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割时聚敛粮食。懒惰人呐，你要睡到几时呢？
The word go is an imperative. The word observe is an imperative.
在这个里面有两个动词，实际上是在命令，一个是去，另外一个是去观察。
Sorry, this is something God wants us to do.
这是神要求我们去做。
So we'll make some observations together.
所以我们一起来看这些经文。接下来还有两节，是你何时睡醒了，再睡片刻，打盹片刻，抱着手躺卧片时，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。
Thank you. Have any of you ever had an ant farm like this in your home?
你有没有在家里头看到这个 养那个蚂蚁的这种样子？
When our children were young, weIn the science project, had an ant farm like this.
我们小孩还小的时候，在家里就是相当于做这个养蚂蚁的这样的一个小园子一样的，做科学的实验。
And it's fascinating to watch them.
这个非常非常奇妙，你去观察这些蚂蚁。
There's a clear glass and a gel inside.
你会看到像那个玻璃里面有这种像胶一样的东西，是透明的。
And the ants come in a little tube.
这个蚂蚁进到这个小的一个管子里头。
And then we would turn them loose so they don't escape and get them in the enclosure.
我们就让它从那个管子里头出来，然后它也逃不出去，就是相当于是在关在这个里面。
And they immediately went to work.
然后他们马上就去开始做工。
Making tunnels throughout the.
然后在里面就打那种通道。
This is a great lesson if you want to do this for yourself or especially for your children.
这其实这个很好的一个功课，也是一个很好的实验。如果你自己想做一下更好，更主要的是你为你的孩子做一下。
I will tell you, our children grew to love the ants.
我可以告诉你，我的孩子们长大的时候，在他们成长过程中，一直非常喜欢这些蚂蚁。
And then they're very sad when they died.
当然，他们会很悲伤他们蚂蚁死掉的时候，他们会很悲伤。
Yeah. In King Solomon's day, as he observed the ants.
当所罗门的日子，当他观察这些蚂蚁的时候，
We don't know for sure, but they may have been harvester ants.
我们不知道这些蚂蚁是到底是什么蚂蚁，也许是那种工蚁，是专门来准备粮食的。
Harvester ants are very common in Israel.
在以色列这个地方，就是收获的，就是收粮食那些这蚂蚁是在。当时是非常非常常见，在以色列非常常见。
Their mound will grow 2 meters tall.
它这个蚂蚁这个窝，这个土翻出来的，有时候会能够有2米那么高。
10 meters wide.
10米宽。
And very deep.
非常深往下。
You know ants are very strong, right?
你知道蚂蚁其实很强壮。
They can lift over 100 times their weight.
他们能够搬运他身体自身重量的100倍那个重量的东西。
So if the average person weighs 150 pounds,
如果一个人的平均体重是150磅，
if you're like an ant, you could lift 15,000 pounds.
如果你像蚂蚁一样强壮的话，你可以举起来15,000磅。
That's 3 cars.
那是三辆车的重量，三辆大车的重量。
So they are very strong.
所以蚂蚁非常非常的强壮。
God created them this way.
神创造了他们，创造了他们，让他们这样强壮。
We may not be able to lift 100 times our weight, but God has made us to work.
我们虽然我们不能举起我们身体重量的100倍的东西，但是神也让我们工作。
The big idea in this sermon is wisdom is following the example of the diligent and hardworking ant, in contrast to the foolishness of a lazy person.
所以今天我的信息的中心思想是智慧是以勤奋努力工作的蚂蚁作为我们的榜样，而不是去学那些愚昧懒惰的人。
Lazy one defined.
这里讲这个懒惰的人那个定义。
I noticed in your translation you saw the word sluggard. So in the Hebrew it could be translated sluggish, sluggard.
在希伯来语中间，这个懒惰的人，可以把它翻成迟缓或者是懒汉。
It's found 14 times in Proverbs. So Solomon was a student of the ants.
在箴言里头出现过14次，所以我们也可以说所罗门他是研究蚂蚁的一个学生。
So the sluggard's favorite phrase is, "I'll do it tomorrow."
懒汉的人最喜欢讲的一句话就是，我明天去做，我明天会做。
They procrastinate, or they can blame someone else. You should be the one doing the work, or make excuses. I'm just too tired. I need to sleep.
懒惰的人常常做的是拖延，然后或者是责备别人，你应该去做，这是你的责任，或者是给自己找借口啊，我太累了，我需要休息。
In Proverbs 24, read, the lazy one does not plow after the autumn, so he begs during the harvest and has nothing.
箴言23第4节说，懒惰的人因冬寒不肯耕种，到收割的时候，他必讨饭而无所得。
Again, going down the path of the foolish has consequences.
所以我们看到这个你走在这个愚蠢的路上。带来的结果就是有坏的结果，要讨饭。
Let's talk about some ant characteristics.
我们在这里来讲一讲蚂蚁的一些特征。
First, they are internally motivated.
首先，他们有内在的动力，这个动机是来自于内心。
They communicate with pheromones.
他们彼此之间是在那个交通。
Now, I don't think he's talking about.Fire ants like we have here. They're bad.
Solomon 在这里不是在讲那些火蚁，我们这边经常能看到的，这些蚂蚁不是很好。
Again, harvester ants. Nobody has to tell them what to do. They do the work.
他在这里讲的是那些收获的蚂蚁，你不需要告诉他他该怎么做，他们自己本能就知道去做工。
Just as from our heart, God has created us, designed us to do work.
但是神创造我们的时候，也把那个内在的动机放在我们心中。
Proverbs 6:6-7, go to the ant which has having no chief officer ruler prepares its food in the summer.
第六到第七节说，蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王，尚且在夏天预备食物。
And in the New Testament, we read Paul writes, whatever you do your work heartily, as for the Lord and not for people.
在新约圣经，保罗在哥罗西书第三章23节说，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
So we're internally motivated to serve God.
所以我们是从心里头有这个动机来服侍神。
Second, the ant plans ahead.
第二个蚂蚁的第二个特征是他们提前规划，有计划。
Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established.
16章第三节说，你所做的要交托耶和华，你所谋的就必成立。所谋的就是你所计划规划的。
So if you're a student, commit your studies to the Lord.
所以如果你是个学生的话，你要把你的学习交托给神。
You have a job. Commit your job to the Lord.
如果你是在职场工作的话，你要把你的工作交托给神。
If you're a mother or father, commit these roles to the Lord.
如果你是个父亲或者是母亲，你应该把这些责任、职责交托给耶和华。
If you're a child, commit to obeying your parents.
如果你是个孩子的话，你也要承诺来顺服你的父母。
And it's not 100% correlation. It's just a wisdom psalm.
这个并不是有100%的相关性，但是这里面确实是有智慧。
If we commit our ways to the Lord, it leads to a path of blessing.
因为如果我们把一切交托给耶和华，我们就会走在那个有很多祝福的那条路上。
Third, the ant is a diligent worker.
第三，蚂蚁是一个勤奋的工人。
In Proverbs 22:29, we read, "Do you see a person skilled in their work? They will stand before kings and not before obscure people."
箴言22:29说，你看见办事殷勤的人，他必站在君王面前，必不站在下贱人面前。
As we do our work unto the Lord, people notice.
当我们为神做工的时候，别人能看到。
If we're conscientious to serve, people see that.
如果我们用心的去服侍，别人也能看得到。
Hopefully, we're not doing these things just to be promoted.
我们希望我们做的这些事情不是只是为了能够得到升职。
But again, this is the path of wisdom that leads to blessing and maybe promotion.
因为这是我们走的那条路会带来很多祝福，而祝福中间可能也包括了升职。
So I looked through the Bible and found several occupations where people worked.
我看了一下圣经中间，发现圣经中间很多人物他们都有职业。
Joseph was promoted to the Egyptian CEO.
约瑟被升职，最后当了埃及的宰相。
King David was a sheep herder.
大卫王他曾经是个牧羊的孩子。
Boaz was a grain farmer.
波阿斯是在田里干活的，是个农民，农场主。
Amos was a fig picker.
阿莫斯他是一个摘无花果的一个人。
Jesus Christ was a carpenter.
耶稣他在地上的时候，他是个木匠。
In fact, he said, "I didn't come to be served, but to serve and give my life a ransom for many."
主耶稣自己说，我来不是受人服侍，而是要服侍人，并且做多人的赎价。
The disciples, at least four of them, were fishermen.
而耶稣的门徒们至少其中的四个人是渔民。
There's also, it wasn't looked too highly, but a tax collector and other occupations.
还有一个不被人看得起的一个人的工作，他是税吏。当然，还有一些人可能做其他事情的。
Cornelius, who came to Jesus, he was a soldier.
那个信主的那个哥尼流，他是个士兵，罗马士兵。
Sorry, that should be Lydia with no N. Lydia was a fabric maker.
圣经。使徒行传里头的利迪亚，她是做布的啊，或者是染布的。
And Paul shared the gospel, but he was also he worked. He was a tent maker.
保罗他传福音是他的使命，但是他也工作，他是一个支帐篷的人。
So these examples remind us that we have a stewardship to work to serve.
这些例子给了我们一个启示，给了我们一个提示，我们也有我们自己的工作要做在世界上。
God has asked us to be faithful in the areas He's given us responsibility.
神让我们在他给了我们这个机会的这个方面，让我们要尽心的去做。
But what if we work hard and nothing happens?
但是有时候也许我非常努力的工作了，但是结果可能不是很好。
Or worse, if there's a drought or a flood.
比如说工作了没有结果，或者是更坏的就是，哎，在田里工作，但是辛劳以后是来了旱灾或者是水灾。
I also manage our family farms in Missouri.
我其实还在管理我家里的。在密苏里的农场。
2 years ago, we had a bad flood.
两年以前曾经有一个非常坏会非常大的水灾。
Last summer we had a bad drought.
去年夏天我们有个非常坏的、这个旱灾。
We lost most of the crops.
这个粮食几乎都绝大部分都损失掉了。
God, what are you doing?
神你在做什么？
We need the income. My mother is in assisted living. We need that to care for her.
我们需要这个收入、我妈妈是在这个assistant living 那边，我们需要他，我们需要资源来让他能够在那个里面。
Thankfully, before my father passed away, he had saved some resources.
但是非常感恩的是我父亲去世以前，他已经存下了一些钱财。
Like the ant, he planned ahead.
就像那个蚂蚁一样，他提前已经有预备。
So even through those difficulties, I'm still able to care for my mother.
所以虽然我们碰到了非常非常大的困难，我们仍然能够可以来照顾我的妈妈。
And especially as we get older, we may have some health issues.
另外，当我们年纪长大以后，我们可能会碰到各种各样的健康上的问题。
Or have you ever worked really hard at something and no one notices?
或者是你没有经历过你工作非常非常的努力，但是没有人看到。
All of these can lead to discouragement or even depression.
所以所有的讲的那些，虽然你努力工作了，但是最后的结果可能不是很好，这些东西都可能会带来沮丧，甚至是抑郁。
We work really hard in school, but we make a bad grade.
Yeah, 也许我学习非常非常的用功，但是我考试成绩不是很好。
What do we do?
我们该怎么做？
I love this passage where Jesus gives us the key to what to do in hard times.
我特别喜欢这段经文，是耶稣自己说的，他给我们很大的鼓励，在我们碰到这些非常困难的时候，他给了我们这鼓励。
Speaking to his disciples, I wonder if he held out his arm.
他是在跟他的门徒说话，我不知道他说的时候他是不是两手举起来。
Come to me, all who are weary and burdened.
他说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
And I will give you rest.
我就给你们安息。
It's a rest that only Jesus can give.
这是只有耶稣能给的安息。
Uses an example of the oxen with a yoke.
他在这里用了这个例子，就是牛负的轭。
Said, "Put my yoke upon you."
他说，你们当负我的轭。
And learn from me.
学我的样式。
For I am gentle and humble in heart.
因为我柔和谦卑。
And you will find rest for your soul.
你们的心就能得到安息。
For my yoke is comfortable and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And he was comparing with the heavy burden the religious leaders were placing on the people.
他在这里是讲了这些宗教领袖把非常大的负担加在人的身上。
He was showing them the grace of God.
他在跟他们讲的是神的恩典。
Another passage from Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in him. In them.
另外一节经文是以弗所书第二章第十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Right before that, we read in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you are saved through faith.
在这些经文之前，在以弗所书第二章第九节，他说，你们是因的恩典，你们得救。
It's not as a result of works.
这不是因为我们行为带来的，我们得救。
We would boast.
如果是因为行为得救的话，我们就会自夸。
Yeah, so by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourself, not as a result of works, or we would be puffed up and proud.
是因着恩典我们得到，我们得救，不是因为工作，否则的话我们就会自夸。
The moment we place our faith in Jesus, we experience forgiveness of our sins.
当我们接受主耶稣的时候，我们能够感觉，我们能够感受到神饶恕我们的罪过。
And where we were before Christ, dead in our sins.
当在主耶稣以前，我们曾经是死在罪中。
We were spiritually dead, and He breathes life into us.
我们曾经是在属灵上我们是死的，但是他吹了一口气，让我们得着生命。
He declares us righteous.
他称我们为义。
He gifts us with the Holy Spirit.
他给了我们圣灵。
To empower us to serve according to God's plan.
他给了我们圣灵，圣灵给了我们能力，让我们能够在神的计划里侍奉做工。
Now having a relationship with Jesus.
现在我们和耶稣有了这个关系。
Can say we are His creation.
我们可以说，我们原是他的工作。
We are His workmanship.
我们是他的工作。
It's the Greek word poema from which we get a poem.
这个我们是他的工作是来自于一个希腊词。
So we are God's beautiful creation.
我们是神的美好的创造。
His workmanship that He has sculpted us to be exactly like we are.
他的这个工匠的这个巧手把我们凿成我们现在这个样子，非常美好的样子。
And we're created in Christ Jesus for good works, to do good works.
而我们是在耶稣基督里造成，是创造而成的，是为了叫我们做工，叫我们行善。
That God prepared beforehand, even before He created the world, He prepared these good works in us.
这是神所预备的，在创世之前就有了这个预备。
So that we would walk in them.
所以我们和他同行能够。
So church family who believe in Jesus Christ.
所以教会的弟兄姐妹们那些我们信耶稣的弟兄姐妹们。
I encourage you to embrace that we are His workmanship.
我鼓励大家来拥抱这个观念，就是我们是神的工作。
He has gifted us with the Holy Spirit.
他给了我们圣灵的恩赐。
No two people are the same.
我们没有两个人是完全一模一样的。
He's given us spiritual gifts to serve.
他给我们不同的属灵恩赐，让我们能够一起来服侍。
And so work is one of the most dignified things that we can do.
而做工是我们非常荣耀的一件我们能够做的事情。
In the upper room before Jesus went away.
在耶稣离开这个世界，他在那个马可楼的楼上。
To die on the cross for our sins.
在他上十字架之前。
He said they will know.You are my disciples by your love for one another.
他说，别人会知道，因为你们彼此相爱，别人会知道你们是我的门徒。
But right before he said that in John chapter 13,
但是他在说这个话之前，就在这个之前，记载在约翰福音第十三章。
What did Jesus do?For the disciples.
你们还记得耶稣为门徒们做了什么吗？
The Savior of the world got down on his knees and washed the disciples.
这个世界的救主他跪下来为他的门徒们洗脚。
Can you imagine how humbling that must have been for them?
你能够想象到这是何等的谦卑吗？
And then he said, just as I've done this for you,You go and do this to others.
然后他说，就像我这样给你们做，你们也要同样去给别人做。
I don't know if he literally meant to wash feet. If some people do that.
我不知道他的话里的意思，就是那些门徒们也要真正的去给别人洗脚，但有时候是有给别人洗脚。
But he wants us to follow his example of servant leadership.
他要求我们跟随他的榜样来做那个服侍的领导者 servant leader.
As we use our gifts that God has given us, we build up the church.
当我们用这个神给我们的恩赐来彼此服侍的时候，我们能够建造我们的教会。
We encourage each other.
我们彼此鼓励。
And we find tremendous fulfillment in our hearts.
然后我们在我们心中能够感受到非常奇妙的成就感。
This is from Paul Tripp. Identity amnesia can display various symptoms, but it simply means we're prone to look for our sense of meaning and purpose in all the wrong places. If you're going to live the fullest life that God's grace can enable you to live, you need to constantly tell yourself who you are, whose you are, and where you're going. And you need to invite others to do the same.
Paul Tripp, 他讲了这句话讲得非常好。他说我们身份的健忘症可能有很多不同的症状，但是其实这些症状很简单，就是我们的生活的意义和目的放错了地方。他说如果我们要活出神的恩典所给我们所有的丰丰富富能够活出来的话，我们需要不停地问我们自己，我们是谁，我们属于谁，我们往哪里去。我们需要这样子做，我们也需要邀请别人这样去做。
I need to remind myself that I am Christ.
我需要提醒我自己，我是基督。
And he has created me to do good works for his glory.
他造了我，让我做工，是来荣耀他。
And we are on a path together.
然后我们在同一条路上行，
to serve God together, to build up one another.
在同一条路上彼此服侍，彼此建造。
Again, the big idea as we close.
最后我们结束，我们再重申一下我们今天这个信息的中心思想。
Wisdom is following the example of diligent and hardworking ant in contrast to the foolishness of a lazy person.
智慧就是以勤奋努力工作的蚂蚁为榜样，而不是去学习那些愚昧懒惰的人。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for the opportunity to come to you in prayer. Remind us that this is just talking to you, and you've created us to be in a relationship with you. Help us to take this message to heart and to not treat work as a God, or to not be willing to work, but to see work as a gift, that we are good stewards of the gift that you have given us, to be your faithful servants. We love you. Pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.